With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is in Scotland preparing to meet with various leaders, the president holding talks Sunday with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Bob Agnew has more.
President Trump says he'll impose tariffs of 30% across the board unless the EU makes major trade concessions by August 1st. The president told reporters in Scotland he'll hold talks with the EU's top negotiator and that, quote, Ursula will be here, a highly respected woman, so we look forward to that. Numerous European sources predict the likely agreement will involve a 15% U.S. levy on EU goods. That mirrors a deal the president secured last week with Japan. Bob Agnew reporting.
With triple-digit readings likely, heat advisories are in effect for a good chunk of the southeast and parts of the Midwest as well. Heat indexes could hit 110 degrees. Storms in Iowa have triggered flash flood warnings. A major scam in the National Football League. More from correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
The NFL is fining about 100 players and two dozen club employees for violating league policy by selling Super Bowl tickets for above face value, a person with knowledge of the details tells the Associated Press. The person said the players who resold their tickets will have to pay a fine of 1.5 times the face value they paid. They also won't be permitted to buy tickets for the next two Super Bowls unless they are playing in the game. Club employees who violated the policy will be fined 2 times face value. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
11 people have been stabbed at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan, and are being treated at a hospital. A suspect has been arrested. 6 of the victims are in critical condition, as 5 are listed in serious. 7 children killed, 21 others injured in the collapse of a roof at a government-run school in India. The victims were 7th and 8th graders. No word on the cause of that incident. This is SRN News. Something new from Planned Parenthood. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The nation's largest abortion business is heavily into sexual education, seeking to influence the way public schools teach the subject. Planned Parenthood is now offering a program for teachers to learn how to teach sex ed called Sex Ed to Go. And amongst its most troubling assertions is that, quote, children are sexual from birth. This discredited idea denies scientific fact and has been employed by some to argue for the decriminalization of pedophilia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The UN is expressing renewed concern about the Taliban's arrest of Afghan women and girls for their failure to comply with the authorities' Islamic dress code. In 2022, the Taliban issued a decree calling for all women, even Christians, to show only their eyes and recommending they wear the head-to-toe burqa. The UN says these incidents serve to further isolate women and girls, contribute to a climate of fear, and erode public trust. This is SRN News. The Kennedy Center's famed Opera House could be renamed to honor the First Lady.
House Republicans on the Appropriations Committee approved an amendment to the Interior, Environment, and Related Agencies annual spending bill that would rename the Opera House and the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts the First Lady Melania Trump Opera House. The panel voted 33-25 Tuesday to approve the amendment. The push to pay homage to the First Lady came months after President Trump overhauled the Kennedy Center's board and named himself as its chair after accusing the performing arts institution of being too woke. The Opera House is the second largest theater at the Kennedy Center and often hosts its headline performances. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Michigan has become a leader in safe drinking water after the Flint crisis, but mobile home parks remain a rough spot. Regulators say they have little power over unlicensed parks if owners fail to provide safe water. Private equity firms have been buying these parks, making enforcement even harder. More details on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.